Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Paranormal Truth Seekers. I'm Ricky, your host for this evening. Welcome back, my returning listeners. If it's your first time tuning in, please click that follow button. Feel free to enter the live chat and talk with us there. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
All right, good evening, everybody, on this Sunday night. Once again, this is Ricky, and tonight I have my guest William here again with me tonight. We're going to talk about some interesting stuff. But how's it going tonight, William?
Going good, Ricky. How about yourself?
I can't complain. Pretty good, too. All right, so this would be a pretty good show. Go ahead and give us some updates. What's been going on with you?
A lot of recent detail about upcoming events. I'd like to start with that first. A lot concerning our economy and here and globally. And I've got dates on the 25th and of October and November the 2nd. And I think a lot in dealing with our world currency as it is right now. And you know, the possibility of going to a cryptocurrency is a big thing right now.
Cryptocurrency, that does seem to be the big topic out there right now. Bitcoin and all of that, we are trying to get to. It looks like a cashless society, so that could be the case.
Yeah, it looks like that's the direction we're headed, and it may be a forced thing on us. I don't know how good this is going to be, but I think that's the direction that we're going to.
I agree with that. You think it would be like a global currency, or we'll still have different countries at different rates, or any insight on that?
I know the banks in Australia, I think it was last week, they took a big hit. And I really believe this is going to be the start. I do believe that Europe's going to have a lot of issues and a lot dealing with the Ukraine and Russia situation. But it will definitely make it way over here to our society.
Probably so. And that's the scary part. I mean, if we go to like a bit currency, that means we'll no longer get paid the same way we do now. It'll all be kind of the same. I mean, direct deposits.
Right. It's going to be a lot of controlling things. I think that's why they're bringing in these, what are the 80,000 IRS workers that they've talked about. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of it going to be, not to get political or anything, but depending on how you vote, they're going to be doing checks on you and making sure that everything is checks and balances on ones that vote for a particular party. And
interesting.
Yeah, and if I'm getting this, like if you took two vacations last year and say you spent $5,000, you're only going to be allowed to take one vacation this year and probably an allowance of $2,000. So a lot of it is going to be distributed wealth is what, you know, this is going to.
So we're basically going to be put on a budget.
Pretty much, yeah.
But they tell you what you spend, what you can't spend.
Say that again.
I say they're going to put us on a budget and tell us what we can spend, how much, you know, per pay period or whatnot. That does sound like a very interesting way to go.
Yeah, that's the way our government is headed, and apparently the way they, you know, want it to go. And I think a lot of it comes back to the 2030 agenda. Wasn't planning on getting into this, but, you know, ones out there, you can look it up. This is a real thing. If you've heard about anything about the 2030 agenda, it's out there, and it's a way of controlling the population.
Yeah, I've heard of that too.
Yeah, it's a decline, you know, where we're trying to reduce the population. So
and control it, kind of how China does, where you have to have a limit of 2 kids per household, and they have to be a certain gender. You know, they tell you exactly, you know, what kind of family they have.
Yeah, and that's correct. And, you know, not to put fear, you know, if this is just a knowledge-based thing and want people to know the truth, and, you know, you can, like I said, you can look it up yourself if you're having a hard time believing what we're saying tonight. But, yeah, it's out there. It's real. You know, that's nothing I'm going to lose sleep over or fear, but just know it's out there.
And that's 2030?
Yes, that's right. The 2030 agenda.
I'm going to look into that myself. Yep. Maybe make a show based on that, you know, and just put up more information on that too. That's even me. I admit I don't know much about that.
No, you know, there's more to it, you know, I'd like to get into, but it's very specific as far as, you know, what they're wanting to do. And this is on a global scale. So it's just not, you know, here in the United States. This is something that's going on all over the country or all over the world.
Yeah, I have heard of what they call the depopulation, you know, conspiracy, which is more facts than conspiracy. But, I mean, with all the stuff they put out there, all the chemicals, poisons, threat of war, I mean, that's definitely one way to knock down a population.
Yeah, it is. They're finding different ways. You know, I'm not convinced that this, you know, that we're still dealing with COVID, and I don't want to make light of it by any means. But, you know, we dealt with it strongly for 2 years. And I truly believe this was the start of the 2030 agenda, trying to take numbers down. So,
good point. You know, I've heard that they hide a lot of that from us. Like, I've heard that basically in China, the death toll is so high, it's astronomical, but that's something they don't release in public.
Right. And, you know, it goes without saying in a way that, you know, by us not doing anything about it or really looking into the exact cause, where this came from, how it was distributed, sort of lets me know that, you know, we might have been involved with it as well.
Probably.
And it wasn't just a China thing, you know. All the media wants to harp on that, and that's what they want you to believe. But I like to do my fact checking, and I really don't trust everything I hear out there. I want to fact check it myself, and you know, see what's what.
Definitely, if you want to fact check it, you want to just take everything with a grain of salt. You know, it's so easy to make stuff up at the same time and get lost in that rabbit hole.
Yeah, no, right now it's hard to believe much of anything you're hearing on any of the news channels, really.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Because, you know, they have their own agendas.
And you're saying you got the numbers in November, this could start coming out in the open?
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing. Say that again.
Well, I was just saying, you were saying that November is when your numbers you're getting, the month?
Yeah, that is November the 2nd, and that's going to be the next Fed rate hike. So, you know, that coincided with that date that I received. And, you know, we just keep bumping up these interest rates. And, you know, I believe it's having a different effect than what they're trying to accomplish, but it may be what they want to accomplish. So I'm not, you know. Yeah, I'm not convinced that, you know, this is the right way to go and this is being intentionally done. I don't see, you know, at least for the next 2 years, I don't see a stop to it.
No, probably not. Everything's going up. Price of gas is constantly going up. Groceries, electric bills,
food,
taxes, everything.
Right. Everything being affected, and you know, it is all over. And I go into another subject, you know, sort of related to this. We're in for a long, harsh winter. And if you, I don't know if you've looked at the forecast for this week, but the high temperature. Yeah, the high on Tuesday, I think, is going to be 60. And I've been saying for some time that, you know, this was going to be a cold, harsh winter, and that it was coming in early. And this is a lot earlier, you know, than normal for us.
For us, especially.
So I'm seeing that come. Like what I was told.
Yeah, you're right. We're supposed to get down into the 30s. And for Georgia, that's pretty cold.
Yeah. And, you know, for Georgia, this time of year, I'm like, all this is playing out like, you know, I've been warned and told it was going to happen. Europe's going to be in a lot of trouble. And then, I say Europe, and then, you know, families here up in the northeast or, you know, north of central part of the country with the high gas prices, being able to heat your home this winter is, you know, going to take priority.
Yeah, definitely.
For a lot of families, you know, that and food costs and your rising gas prices doesn't, you know, this is there's no good time for this to be happening. But this is definitely not a good time for all this to be happening right here, middle of fall, you know, coming up on the winter months.
Yeah, it's going to be definitely something to keep an eye on. And it makes me wonder if our own government has, you know, psychic mediums working for them, also giving them information on what's coming so they can manipulate it to their advantage.
Right. I've heard, I've actually spoken, you know, one medium that I go to that, you know, I'll have read for myself. I do this once a year, and he used to be, well, he's up in Virginia, and he used to work within the White House. So, you know, that's interesting to me. I know that they do have psychics and, you know, mediums that they work with and to identify things like this.
That makes a lot of sense, too. They know it's coming. They can adjust those numbers to get the outcome they want.
Right. Right.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it is. He's had some, in readings I've had, he's shared a few things that he's experienced when he was there at the White House, and some positive, some not so positive, just the way he was treated and what have you.
Right. Anything you could share with us that he shared with you about that? That could
I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. I think it was, he told them something and they didn't want to believe him, or it was just, I can't remember who was in office at the time. I think it was President Bush, younger Bush. And at the time. And I think wanted to cross party lines would differ with him and what he would tell them.
Well, they do have projects I know of. Like, I know the CIA had a psychic program back in the day. I'm sure it's still going on now. Well, they have people practicing remote viewing and things like that. So who knows what else they do.
No, you're right. There's so much that we don't know. A lot of these government agencies and what their details are, a lot of it is top secret. And we as a general public, never get wind of this. And had it not been for all this I've experienced the last couple of years and getting in touch with this particular medium, I still would not know. So it's, very, very interesting to hear.
Definitely. Now, you say it's been a busy time for you with the spirits going on.
The 1st of October, goodness, I think the first week I had, in 3 days, 3 out of the 5 days, I had 5 crossovers where I had spirits come in and earthbound spirits and needed help and crossing over. And I've had a few more since, but it was really right at the first. And on a local standpoint, right up here in Millen, Georgia, I had a grandmother that brought it appeared to be a college student. She had not crossed. She had been in a vehicle accident. And I picked that up, and, I asked her, what's the last thing you remember? And she said, headlights. So what I got, she had a nighttime. I believe she was a college student at Georgia Southern University. And she was in a car wreck. Whose fault, I don't know all that. But anyhow, I taught her, told her where she was and explained everything to her and told her that she needed to move on and needed to cross over. So I crossed her over. And then the very next day, I have another spirit coming in, and it ends up being this girl's father. And he wants to know, where is she? And I knew who he was talking about, playing dumb. And, who are you talking about? And he mentioned the girl's name, and Shannon. And I told her, Shannon has crossed over. And he said, well, she tricked me. So what had happened was his mother told him where he could find her. Well, I'll go back. He, as I find out, he was the one that was driving the vehicle in this car crash. And he and his daughter both died. He feared judgment that he had let his daughter down, that she died in this car crash. And he was holding the girl over here. Well, grandmother got her separate from the father, brought her to me. I crossed her over, and after some coaxing, I eventually would cross over her dad. I told her, told him where she was, and if he'd like to go see her, this is what we had to do.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that was, pretty wild, and just confirmation. Good grief. Definite confirmation to have someone, a spirit, come in the very next day, and they're looking for someone you just crossed to the other side. That actually took place, and here you have another earthbound with no telling the suffering he's been through, how long he's been here. And it was time for him to go. She told me the last year she remembered, I want to say it was 1977. So, they had both been in spirit for that long. I feel like grandmother has been trying to get them, to cross over all this time. But they found me, and it's sort of like, it's odd to say, the office I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it has a aura to, as we all have our own different auras. It's like my office has an aura to it. And it's like a beacon. It's like a bright light. And that's how they find me. Because I've always been curious and would ask, I don't know you. How did you find me? And I'd get your light. But I also believe that other than my light, the space that I work in has so much positive energy that it's like a beacon for ones in spirit.
Now, that's interesting, because most of your crossing over happens in your office, doesn't it?
It does. That is a busy in-and-out place. Trying to think. It's been – sometimes I'll go a while and we don't have any activity. And then there's other times where, it's sort of like a revolving door, so to say. They'll come in and state their bit. Some will be shy. Some, won't right off the bat go. I did have, I think I mentioned to you before about this trickster.
Yeah.
And, she comes, I pinpointed when she comes around. It's about this time every year. Well, this year, like normal, she's come back. And I asked her if she's crossed over. And she said no. And she's like, do you want me to cross over? And I told her, it'd probably be a good thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
I talked her into crossing over as well. I never, I've often wondered if she had crossed, and but I, wasn't definitely sure. And I, since she's crossed, she did come back the very next day, and then I haven't heard from her since. A lot of them. I had one recently named Marcus. And I've crossed so many, it's hard to remember. He said I crossed over last year. And I asked him what he was doing here. He said, I'm here to help you. because you helped me.
Mm.
And I'm like, wow. You know, that's so nice. And, you know, it's sort of like a protective spirit almost.
Yeah.
When they come out. But knowing that, you know, you've done something nice to someone, and they come back and want to do what they can maybe to help repay the favor. I get that. I've had that happen about 3 or 4 times.
Hmm.
And going back to the original story about the young lady and her father from Millen, I get that a grandmother, when I crossed the girl over, came back into office and said thank you. And then when I crossed her son over, again, she came back the next day, actually, and said thank you, and then went about her way. I'm like, that was pretty cool.
That is very cool. Wow. So you see, it's picking up this time of the year, every year, maybe because, you know, they say October is when the veil thins. Maybe it's easier to cross people over during this time of the year?
Yeah, you know, as far as crossings go, it's any time of the year. It doesn't have to be when the veil is at its, you know, lowest, or, you know, they can ask or seek to cross over at any time. This October has been the most, you know, active since I've started with this. I'm going on 4 years now, and I think this is my third October. This is the most active ever. And I really believe it has a lot to do with worldly events, what's taking place, and what's going on.
It seems like it. I mean, you said yourself that the spirit world is aware of what's going on over here in this world, and they interact with it from their side. Almost like, you know, what we call the spirit world, people consider, you know, ghostly or whatever, but what they don't realize is that the spirit world is more real than this world.
Yeah, right. And that's home for us. We're, you know, we're on a vacation. We're visiting. We're away from home right now. So there's a lot going on over there because I haven't had a lot of activity from my guides until just really the end of this past week, and I'll get into that in just a little bit. So from the spirit guide standpoint, it hasn't been that active. From the standpoint of earthbound spirits, ones moving in and out, it's been very much active. And going back to the guides and angels and guardian angels, they're all trying to keep things from happening. I feel like they're trying to prevent World War III at this time.
Yeah.
So they're doing all that they can for us on the other side. They don't tell us everything. They can't tell us everything. Some things, I think, if they were to tell us, we wouldn't understand.
Right.
So sometimes I think, well, maybe we're better off not knowing, just know that they're over there doing for us, thank them when they're done, and maybe at some point in the future we'll find out what all this means.
Right. Now, you did say they are helping prevent things, but maybe there are things that are supposed to happen as well, though?
Yeah, I mean, it's with the free will we have, I think, you know, they're trying to prevent, like, human disaster. Mm-hmm. No, I do believe that sometimes things are meant to happen and we have to go through trials and tribulations, and that's
right.
part of our journey and mm-hmm. what we signed up for before we came down here. And so, you know, we may not like it, but mm-hmm. it's part of our, you know, when you look at it, you get through the process, you look back, and you look at your growth from that. It was a growing time. It was a learning time. It was a experience that you wouldn't get any other way. It was like,
yeah,
you had to go through that. It may not have been pleasant or what you wanted to do, but to get to where you want to be and what you came down here for, you had to experience that unpleasant time.
I have heard that the harder your life is while you're incarnated, if you choose, you know, a harder, more challenging lifetime, that the experience from that life is worth a lot more experience than if you have a, like, an easy life.
Yes. Yeah. Because I look at it, and what I believe, the more we learn here, and that's what our intention, that's why we're here. We're to learn things that we could not learn while we were on the other side. And we will go back to the other side when it's our time and share the experience. And we will have greater knowledge before we come down and do this again, if that's what our life path is.
Right.
And each time we come down, it's, you know, with additional knowledge. We don't, I feel like we don't remember a past life, because when we come back in our next lifetime, it would be confusing to us. Did
yeah.
that happen this lifetime or was it a previous? So we don't remember our past lives. Now, there are times where I feel like, hey, I've been there, you know, something seems familiar. I feel like we've all done this, you know. Yeah, exactly. And we've all had those experiences, and you're like, where did that come from? And mm-hmm. to me, it's, hey, that's a good possibility. You know, you experienced that in a past life, or you knew, you know, it's like here, you're like, I knew that person from somewhere. There's a good
yep.
chance you knew them in a past life.
Oh, yeah.
And we come back in our next lifetime, I do know we come back, like, in family groups. And I wouldn't surprise me that if, you know, not just family, but people we knew in another lifetime, if they don't come back as well. And they're all together in the same location.
I've heard that too, yeah.
It's pretty,
it is interesting.
You know, that's pretty cool when you think about it, yes, very.
It is. Like, I've heard, like, for example, my mom in this lifetime, in another life, I could have been her father or something. And the roles change in different
uh-huh.
lifetimes.
Right. I do know that my great-great-grandmother comes and visits me a lot. And I may have told you this as well. I do believe, and I think I have evidence of it, that I came back as my great great-grandfather.
Hmm.
And, yep.
That makes sense.
So that's all interesting, all that work. And ironic thing is, he died exactly 1 year before I was born.
Oh, wow.
Of a sudden heart attack. I can't remember what age you said. And I'm like, well, this all, you know, plays out. You know, someone, you're not going to reincarnate into someone that you lived, that lived during your life. But it is possible if they passed before you were born, that, you know, you might be reincarnated as that hurt, you know, you've come back with the different, to get more experience, to get more knowledge. Because I do believe my great-grandfather had the gift of hearing, like I do. And I believe, I've had spirits tell me that they talked to him. And he would talk to them. But, it, you know, this, we're talking 40s and 50s, you know, 30s, 40s, 50s. Not something they're going to talk about. not even within a family at that time. They may not understand it. But spirits that occupied the house where he lived, or where he and my great grandmother lived, he would talk to spirits. They would talk to him. So I'm like,
that is,
wow.
It is cool because in this day and age, the paranormal is much more openly accepted than it was back then.
Oh, yeah. I would not be able to do some of the things I'm doing. Just, you know, 20 or 30 years ago, you know, being open about things, you know, not, I just think people are ready for truth. And I feel like we're in a day and time too. So many people have experienced things themselves that they cannot, you know, you rule things out, and this can only be one thing. And so many people are, you know, like that. We're looking for answers, or, you know, they have questions for sure. And, you know, they're wanting to, okay, we've been told this, but I don't believe this because I know what I experienced, and I can relate to when all this started, because I know I hear my name called. I know, you know, I'm having a conversation with someone who's not here.
Yep.
So I know, you know, right, you can't tell me anything of difference. Another thing that might be of interest to you, the, which I remember the name now, I'll have to look it up and come back to you with it, but one of the links from the first, the Salem witch trials, she came and visited today. And this was after, I think last I discussed about Sylvia Brown coming to visit. Well, this lady came and hung out with me two days. And, oh, her last name is Osborne. Elizabeth Osborne. Look her up. And I'm like, because I know an Elizabeth Osborne in this lifetime that lives in another community. And not her. And we looked her up, and the first thing that comes up, one of the first ladies tried at the in Salem during the witch, you know, accused of during the witch trials. And I'm like, this is amazing.
That is really cool.
That is exactly who it was. And she just came, what she described herself. She described herself as a protective guide that she was not a spirit guide, but she was in training and wanted myself and one other person to help train her.
Hmm.
So she liked hanging out with us. I'm like, well, that's cool. You're welcome anytime. Come hang out.
Yeah.
We'd like to talk to you. And
Did she say what kind of training she was going under?
It was more to be a guide, to be a spirit. So I wasn't sure if she was working with someone over there, and she just found myself and another person and decided that she liked us, liked our energy, and here she is.
Wow.
Turned to 1700, and we're wanting to hang out.
That's pretty cool. And they say you also got to talk with Sylvia Brown. That's pretty cool as well.
Oh gosh. She came and sat down and had lunch with me one day. And she described herself as a advisor. And Mrs. Sylvia Brown, the famous author of, you know, psychic medium on the talk shows with Montel Williams. You know, she was one of the first ones. I really became interested. This is way before I knew I had any time. Yeah. I feel like I always felt like I did, but I never got confirmation. And I knew there was, you know, I always knew there was something there, but she and John Edwards, books, audio tapes, you name it. You know, anytime I got a chance to, you know, pick up something, I would. And I was just interested in what they, you know, what they did for people. Well, she come, we're, I'm with a friend of mine, we're at a restaurant, and basically tells me to slide over. And she wanted to sit down. And I said her name was Sylvia. And I said, you know, asked this Sylvia, that's the first thing, name that popped in my head, Sylvia Brown. And she said, yes. And she told us that times are changing. And it was, you know, we were like, what did she mean by that? And we're changing times, something like that. And she didn't allude to anything else. She, you know, it was at that point she told us she was a advisor spirit. And, you know, at the time I'd never heard of a advisor spirit. But anyhow, you know, finish a meal and go back to the office for the second part of the day. Well, she comes back in there, you know, she's there with us. And I asked her, if you knew her or heard her on any talk shows, she sounded a little sarcastic at times. It was just her personality. And, you know, I said, did you know that, you know, during my collegiate years, I, you know, read your books and would listen to your tapes. And her comment was, well, why do you think I'm here? You know, it was just, and just by that, I knew this is her. You know, it was just no doubt in my mind about it. This, you know, she, I don't think she, you know, meant anything by it, but that's the way she would be.
Yeah, I remember from watching her on Montel Williams, that's how she was.
Yeah. So that, you know, as far as, you know, that was cool event. And all this has happened during this October, you know, since the 1st of October. So this has been a very most active time.
No doubt. That is definitely interesting. And it kind of goes to my theory, too, that the veil is thinning. Eventually, it's just going to non-exist. And it seems like more and more people are having these experiences now. I mean, there's still skeptics out there, but so many people have experiences these days.
Right. Well, that is very true. A lot of people everywhere, and probably more than the normal. When I say normal, I mean, you know, go any time in any October. I'll go back to the trickster. I said something to her about, you know, having until Halloween for the veil to go back. And she's like, oh, I got 3 more weeks. You know, it's like, we already know. And then when I went to Prosper, I always discuss there's a process I go through. And she's like, I already know what you do. Go ahead. You know, so it was, that was interesting because she told me, well, she's been around watching and has seen me do this before.
Yeah.
And she knew the process and didn't want me to, you know, go through it or explain it. She's just like, okay, let's go do this and get, you know, be done with it.
What do you think changed her mind to make her want to cross over?
I don't know. I mean, because I always, you know, try to get one to really think about going home and seeing ones from their past, family members, might be mom and dad, it might be grandparents, if they've, you know, if they've passed before their parents, you know, great aunts, great uncles, maybe friends that have passed before they, you know, I try to use that as a encouragement to get one to cross.
Yeah, some sort of connection.
Well, this trickster is like, you know, has a fascination with me. And I never thought I'd be able to get her. She's like, whatever you want me to do. I said, well, I think it would be a strain. And I said, hopefully you come, you know, when you come back, because she knew, it was like she knew, I can cross over, but at any time I want to, I can come back and visit.
Yeah.
So it was like, she already knew all this.
Wow.
Thank you. Yeah, wow, it's right. I mean, there's just so much to it's unbelievable.
I mean, maybe she's been doing that for so long, she was tired of it and just wanted to move on, you know.
Well, I feel like a lot of times that recently, you know, want to crawl, it's like they get to a point where I've been here long enough, I've seen, you know, I'm ready to move on.
Yeah,
I'm ready for that next chapter. I don't want to be here anymore. And sometimes I think, well, maybe they know something's going on here, something's not right.
And it's time to get out.
Yeah, it's time to go.
Because what's interesting with all this going on now, with the thought of nuclear war or whatever and depopulating of the planet, that the Georgia Guidestones were just recently demolished. And those were instructions on how to come back from that, and now they're gone.
Yeah. No, I'm not so sure if that wasn't, I don't know if that wasn't government orchestrated.
It's suspicious,
for sure. I know I haven't heard anything about any arrests being made or any such as that. So there were so many conspiracies and different things.
They have cameras out there. Why couldn't they just go back and see? I mean, they released video of it blowing up, but they obviously had video of the person going in and out. Why didn't they show that part? It's weird.
Yeah. because I've been out, you know, before this happened. I've been out there once and took the whole thing in. A lot of energy out there, I will say that. A lot of energy. I sort of feel like there's information on these stones that they didn't want people to know about. I know they've been out there many years.
Yeah.
I know it's hard to take in.
I think since 1980, I think, or something like that.
I think so. But maybe if we're, you know, if we're getting closer to the end times, there's
mm-hmm.
things, you know, somewhere relating to a lot of it in different languages.
Yep.
Somebody definitely had an agenda and wanted to take them down.
It feels intentional to me, too, that's for sure.
Yeah, there's something behind that. And, you know, like I see, I mean, you made the comment about the video camera being out there. Surely they have some images of
something
of someone or a couple of people going out there and, do things.
I mean, they've been about several times.
Right. I know they knocked down the other, you know, as a safety precaution.
So they say.
Yeah. So.
Well, it's interesting that granite itself is almost like a superconductor for paranormal energy. And Elberton's the grand apple of the world.
Right.
So there's something to it.
I don't know if that's a prop. Was that, do you know if that's private property or that owned by the government, or do you know?
It used to be private property, but they bought it. But I've heard since the stones are gone now, they gave the land back to the previous owners.
Okay.
I wasn't sure, actually,
who owned the land that the stones were on.
Okay, that spot was picking for a specific reason. Supposedly, that's the highest point in that area as far as elevation goes.
Right.
And then astronomical alignments and all that good stuff. Yeah.
Yep.
Whew. But, yeah, I think something's coming. Definitely something on a global scale. I've been feeling it for years. I think it's about ready to start showing itself.
I believe so, too. And I'm thinking sooner than later.
Yeah.
Much sooner than later. We'll do end of the year prediction going into next year, but I'll go ahead and put this out there. I do feel like the next 6 months are going to be some difficult times.
The next six
so
months?
I
agree.
I think when we get to April of 23, we'll start coming out of this. We'll start seeing some changes for the good. But until then, I don't like being negative or anything like that. I just put the truth out there like, you know, we've done before. And I'm just going to share what I have so people will know, this difficult time is not something to look forward to, but coming out of it will be.
So it's going to get rough, but it's going to get better. So that's at least something we can.
Yeah, a lot of times, you know, it has to happen like that. And I think a lot of it is, you know, we go through, sometimes the planet has to cleanse itself.
Yeah.
So maybe we're going through a cleansing time.
That makes sense. I mean, the planet is going through a lot of bad things right now. I mean, all the pollution, all the forests is being taken down, and something's got to give.
Oh, gosh. The hurricane we had just a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
And the devastation, you know, it did down in South Florida.
Mm-hmm. It was a bad one.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're not out of hurricane season yet. I don't see anything on the horizon that anything that's going to be similar to what that was.
I do see
early colder temps for us, and it being a harsh winter for a lot of people, especially ones up to our north.
Definitely. Well, that being said, we only got about 3 minutes left. It's been a quick hour. You want to wrap up with any final words?
I want to thank everyone for listening and checking in. Do take care. Anything that we mention here, you know, feel free to look up for yourselves. And once again, I just want to thank you for allowing me to come on your show.
It's a pleasure as always. If we can try and hopefully get it on next week on a Saturday and get back on normal schedule if possible. I mean, if not, we can do Sundays. I mean, I'm flexible enough with that.
Okay. I'm thinking right now my wife's birthday is Saturday, so that might be. I'll have to see where I'm at that time. Okay.
All right. No worries. Well, thanks again for being
on. Sir.
And we'll go ahead and wrap
Thank
up.
You.
And I will catch you later.
All right. Sound good, Ricky. Thank you.
All right. No problem. Good night.
Good night.
All right, just a quick announcement here, guys. That was William once again, our psychic medium. Good information there. Changes coming. Potential global economics things going down, which I do believe is going to happen. We do got some really cold fronts coming in. And so, yeah, just keep your eyes open on that. Check out that 2030 agenda thing. And other than that, this Tuesday, me and Josh will be on again with our continuation with our show. And then I'll let you know as other shows are coming out in development and put announcements out. And once again, I just want to put the announcement out. We are currently in transition to a new title. We're going to be known as the Chronicles of a Mysterious Universe. And I still use Paranormal Talk for our radio show here, but changes are coming for us as well. Again, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next show. Keep your eyes open, keep your mind open, and keep exploring the unexpected and the unknown.